And now on Money News, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown. Thanks to Harvey Norman. Experience the best. Shop in store or online.
Oh, Charlie Brown joins us with Life and Technology. I'll tell you, the best technology story of the week is Pokemon and its maker, Nintendo. A week ago, Nintendo shares were under 15,000 won, which is the 15,000 yen, which is the Japanese currency. They touched 22,800 yesterday. They've come off a little bit today in trading. Charlie, it's phenomenal what's happened there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Roscoe. For people who are looking at Nintendo, wondering what the next move was going to be, well, what they said all along was they were not going to take a Nintendo brand like Pokemon, and they weren't just going to take what you do on the Nintendo Wii screen and put it onto your smartphone. They were never going to do that. So they created something unique. And what a unique experience it's been. There are more people currently using this thing than Twitter.
Okay, one crazy thing, Charlie. This has happened so quickly. Does it disappear as quickly as it's arrived?
Oh, very much so. And that's why the people who are running it are going to be looking at new ways to keep people engaged. I mean, you've got the Hawthorne Swans game that's on tonight. People were playing this game in the queue to get into the ground. So where once upon a time people were looking at Facebook, people are now starting to play this game. And not everyone, I get, but a big chunk of people, which is quite astounding.
And the other point also is that business is going to get onto this, because if you can have these Pokemon around you, you can buy the rights to have the Pokemon around you, and people are coming to your area and not going to your competitors. That's smart business.
It is smart business, and people are actually being clever in the way they're marketing to this audience. They're offering discounts, for example, if you show your Pokemon character when you're buying whatever good or service it is when you're in that particular store, so which is directly targeting this audience, Roscoe. So, look, people who are being clever, they're making some money out of it. Nintendo's making money out of it. On the iTunes store alone, it was pulling $1.5 million a day a couple of days ago.
Just think about that, $1.5 million a day, and it wasn't there even 3 weeks ago. Tell you what, Charlie, part of Life and Technology, we've got a new segment that we're going to play as part of this each week. Here it is.
And now, an NBN update. Thanks to iPrimus, the NBN experts. Call 131 101.
Yep, we're going to update you on the National Broadband Network, the rollout, the innovation that's coming through. Charlie, just one thing. I do note, say, for example, if you look at the number of premises now that are declared in Australia serviceable, 1.7 million or so, the take-up rate in those brownfields areas is about 788,000. So it actually means that more people are starting to take it up, but there's still a million people out of that 1.7 who haven't taken it up.
Yeah, that's right. So what my advice is to people about NBN is this. If where you live, you want to know whether you are going to be connecting to the NBN and at what point in time. They've got a great little service on the NBN official webpage, and you can go and look up either by your address, or you can open up a map and look in your particular area, and you can see that the areas which are online now are also planned to be online or under build, as they call it, and you can see how far NBN away is away from yours. Now, if they have no plans, they'll tell you that as well. But I have one of my staff who has connected to the NBN recently. Absolutely, he loves it because it's a lot faster, of course, and the pricing wasn't actually that much more than what he was getting.
I was going to make that point. Can I jump in there, Charlie? Because that's the point of it. The National Broadband Network, if it comes past your house, is that not that much more expensive than what you're probably currently paying for your internet?
No, that's right. But he also had the opportunity to choose whether he wanted a contract or if he wanted to pay by the month. There's all these different choices, because the NBN is the wholesaler, and then you'll choose your retailer who you will actually subscribe to get the NBN. An example of that is our sponsor, iPrimus. So it's coming to different areas at different speeds. Yes, it'll take longer to get to some areas, but the Alex who works for us is a very happy chappy, because he's got very, very fast broadband, and he's got quite a competitive price too.
Okay, just on that small point, just as a last thing to think about, I mean, quite clearly a lot of people will maybe now even move where they're living to try and go to areas where the National Broadband Network is or is coming. It could actually influence house prices if you think about it.
Oh, absolutely. And not just house prices, but rents for businesses as well. Because if you've got a business and you're going to need fast internet access, you can see what office blocks and, again, residential blocks are actually lit as they call it, for NBN. And that means that as you are planning either a move to an apartment to live or a move to a location to place your business, you can make these decisions ahead of time based on this location map, which is on the NBN website.
There you go. So you can find that out. Charlie Brown, Life and Technology. We'll take your calls about the NBN in the next couple of weeks.